I am Jennifer Castoldi, and today we are excited to be kicking off our brand new Trendies podcast with a series on Surtex. One of the reasons why I think Surtex can be interesting to the Trendies community is that it represents the birth of so many of new products and ideas. So today I have Penny Sickless here. She is the vice president of the show. Thank you for joining us, Penny.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure to be here.
So can you explain to our listeners the concept of Surtex and its reason for being?
Absolutely. Surtex is unique in that it is so different from other trade shows and marketplaces because it brings together artists, designers that are creating, that are creators of two-dimensional images, and we're connecting those creators of art and design with manufacturers and product developers of a wide variety of products. And most people don't really even think about where designs come from. They assume that it's the manufacturer that's creating those designs. But in most cases, it is artists and designers that create the art, and the manufacturer's design staff come to Surtex to find the latest, the greatest, the trendiest, the best artwork and design for their products. So if you think about everything that's around you, whether it's your clothing, whether it is your home environment, your business environment, paper goods, table linens, all kinds of products that have any kind of surface design, those designs could very well have been originated at Surtex. So that's why it's really exciting to see so many new designs that are really looking at the future trends in 6, 8, 12, 18 months down the road. So we're kind of a crystal ball, or the show is a crystal ball of what products may be coming down the pike.
That's excellent. Actually, what many of our listeners may not realize is at one point in time, I used to be a textile designer, and there were quite a few of the Surtex exhibitors that I actually worked with to help create the designs for different types of bedding and wall coverings and floor coverings, even the ceramics in the bathroom. So there's definitely a wide range of products that the designs at Surtex can be applied to. So who exhibits at the show?
Exhibitors come from all over the world. In fact, about one-third of our exhibitor base is from outside the United States, and that includes quite a few artists and designers from the United Kingdom. We've always had a very strong contingent coming from the UK. Other countries within Europe, that include France, Italy, the Netherlands, and also from elsewhere in the world, such as Israel, India, Canada, Mexico, and even as far as South Africa and Australia. So the show has a very international scope of design. And, of course, the United States is the largest, is where the largest group of exhibitors come from. And exhibitors are all different types of creatives, if you will. They can be textile designers, graphic designers, illustrators, art publishers. It really spans the scope of every type of art medium. Also, photographers are finding that Surtex is a value to them. Fine artists as well. So there's really quite a plethora of styles, of designs, of themes, for manufacturers to find art for their next new products.
So you mentioned manufacturers. Are there other types of professionals that visit outside of the manufacturing realm, or what are the different types of people from the manufacturers who visit?
The bulk of our attendees are manufacturers, although recently we've also seen an increase in the retailer base that's coming. Primarily because retailers are doing more and more of their own product development. And going back to the manufacturers, manufacturers had a really broad variety of products, including apparel textiles, home textiles such as bed linens, towels, table linens, etc., housewares, giftware, decorative accessories, floor coverings, even novelty products, packaging, lots of paper goods as well, and stationery because of our co-location with the National Stationery Show, and likewise because of our co-location with the International Contemporary Furniture Fair, ICFF. We also do have quite a few attendees that represent the interior furnishings and contract furnishings arena as well. So there are manufacturers, there are retailers, there are also independent product developers that come to the show to find artwork. They also come to become inspired. They also come to get educated. We offer a comprehensive conference program this year. We will have 10 sessions, 10 great sessions, primarily on various business aspects, learning about licensing, learning about legal issues that involve the creative business, learning about trends, business trends in particular within the conference program. And another great feature of Surtex that we're really expanding this year and I'm very excited about is a trend theater where we will have a number of trend forecasters, including Jennifer of Trendies, who will be presenting trend forecasts to our entire audience. And these presentations will be right on the show floor, open to everybody, and they'll be running every single day of the show. So there'll be a wealth of information through these trend forecasts.
So you mentioned the ICFF, that's the International Contemporary Furniture Fair, which actually takes place within the same exhibition center. If someone's attending or exhibiting that show, can they simply just walk over to Surtex?
Absolutely. What's great about the three shows that GLM is producing at the same time, ICFF, Surtex, and the National Stationery Show, we do allow anybody and everybody from each of the shows to have access to the other shows. So anybody that's registered for the ICFF can certainly come upstairs and walk the Surtex show floor. Likewise, they can walk the National Stationery Show. So we encourage that. We like crossbreeding our shows and really exposing all of the attendees to as much value as they can benefit from in the marketplace.
Well, I know that personally I find it quite valuable being on the media and research side to walk through the various shows, and I have been attending for years, so I look forward to coming again this May, and that's May 20th to the 22nd, correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's Sunday, May 20th, Monday, May 21, and Tuesday, May 22 at the Jacob Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan, New York City. And we're really looking forward to a fabulous show. So I look forward to seeing you, Jennifer, and everybody else as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And for our listeners, we will be having a whole series on Surtex attendees and visitors, everyone from your retailers, your product developers, different design studios. So we're going to have a bunch of interesting talks ranging from trends in the marketplace, personal stories, talking about the state of the industry and business. And we're really excited to be taking part in this. So stay tuned for more.
Great. Thanks so much, Jennifer.